This is CPR News. I'm Haley Sanchez in Colorado Springs. The House Judiciary Committee debated on gun control legislation today. Democratic Congressman Joe Neguse described the bill's changes as common sense solutions.
The safe storage requirements, which we passed in Colorado last year, raising the age required to buy semi-automatic rifles from 18 to 21, another common sense measure that I've co-sponsored since I came to Congress. There is more that we can and we must do.
The proposed bill would also regulate ghost guns and ban bump stocks. Republicans argued the measures would not have prevented any of the recent shootings. GOP Congressman Ken Buck described the bill as, quote, shallow and inconsequential. A historic steam railroad in the Colorado-New Mexico area will delay its season opening by nearly 3 weeks due to extreme wildfire risks. The Cumbres and Toltec Scenic Railroad operates passenger trains on 64 miles of narrow-gauge tracks between Chama, New Mexico, and Antonito, Colorado. The commission that oversees the railroad voted yesterday to delay the opening until July. The Colorado Avalanche will host the Edmonton Oilers in Denver tonight for the second game of their playoff series. The Avs led the best-of-seven series after narrowly defeating the Oilers in Game 1 on Tuesday. The winner of the series will play for the Stanley Cup later this month. Colorado will be without its starting goaltender Darcy Kemper tonight after he sustained an upper body injury in Game 1. Metro Denver is partly cloudy. You're listening to CPR News.